You know how people say, oh, they're just talking it up.
Wait, what?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the
Talking It Up podcast
with Jeff and Kate. I am one of the hosts.
Who are you?
Jeff.
And I'm Kate.
How's it going, babe?
Good. Life's good. How are you?
I think you say that every time. Good. Good.
I'm phenomenal.
Anyways, yeah. What are we talking today? About today words.
I don't know. I just asked you before we hit record and you said, I'll let you know.
I know.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I just thought of this one. So a coworker of mine, shout out Kaden, said that we were kind of talking about, one of her friends that she knows, I think it's her friend, I'm sorry, she'll say like blue job versus pink job. Like, oh, that's a blue job. That's a pink job. You know? So I thought it'd be funny. Like, what are our jobs?
Can I say what I said?
Okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Say it. Say it.
No.
I was just going to list the other two topics. That's all I was going to do.
Yeah. And then start. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, and then the next would be trying to reminisce about some things. And the kids just, like, fighting and arguing. And then I thought we would talk about going through grief with three little kids. So that's what I got. What do you think, babe? What were you gonna say to the blue job, pink job? Or yeah, just go ahead.
My initial thought was blue job doesn't sound like blue job.
Okay, well for many different
and purposes. That's a pink job. Come on, somebody.
For many different reasons, we'll say a Jeff job or a Kate job for this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I don't know, but I got to thinking, and I really don't know, because we really do share majority of the jobs around the house, like house and stuff. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you know the stereotypical, like, you see reels of it all the time. The wife just throws the box outside.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about
that.
Yeah,
you do that. Trash. Like, you
fully
100%
same how
embrace that role.
Same reason you just throw the dishes in the dishwasher when you can put a lot more dishes in the dishwasher.
Listen, agree to disagree.
No.
We can make that a pink job.
Every time you say that, I think you're saying paint job.
That too.
Anyways.
That's what I was actually thinking earlier.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because she was, my friend Kaden, she was talking about how I think it was her husband, like, cuts up her steak. And I was like, oh my gosh, when we first got married, you used to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't asked you to do that in I don't know how long.
You really haven't?
I know.
Probably because we spend
an independent woman. That's why.
Well, that and we spend, if we are cutting something, we're cutting kids' food.
I know, that's probably what it is. Oh, I know. But we really do share majority. I will say the one thing that I do not want to do, but sometimes I have to just because, like, if you're traveling, is the trash. I hate it. Well, oh, hold on, I thought of another one. I absolutely cannot stand brushing teeth, and I do not like bath time.
I was about to ask you, what about bath time?
I do not like it. I'm sorry, I just don't. Like, every time when the kids need a bath, which, you know, our oldest one, she's can take a shower by herself. Like, she's getting there. But I'm telling you, like, whew, and brushing teeth, I just can't. I think anything to do with the bathroom, I just don't like to do.
Yeah. It is gross. What about taking pictures? Is that a blue job or a pink job?
Is that a job?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, we both do that. I take majority of the pictures.
thought you were going to say it's a pink dome. Because you don't like how I take pictures or something.
Oh. No, sometimes you can take good ones. Sometimes. You just don't ever do that. Like, you just, you're not a picture taker.
I just don't, it just doesn't cross my mind.
I know, exactly. It's fine, it's fine. Or mowing.
We split that.
We split that.
That's one that
it's a Jeff and a Kate job.
I hate it. Oh, I don't hate it. I love mowing. See, that's the thing. I think I don't like it as much, but it's it feels more like a guy's job, a blue job. Yeah. But you like it.
Yeah, I love it. It's, so, but I really I love being outside. I think I could be outside all day.
I could do that. Except but
the stinkiness and the bugs, but yeah.
I just, I hate stopping, like, to stop and get a stick out of my way. Like, that's why I don't like it.
That's why you just mow over it.
It's probably why my blades don't last.
That is the difference between us. We split the jobs. How it gets done is completely different.
Oh, yeah. Like, let's talk about extension cords. No, please. Like, oh.
It's so funny. I was telling her, I was telling Kate, and I was like, so, because, like, we're both organized, but, like, our Tupperware is, like, super organized. However, I don't care to throw it up there. Like, there's a place for the Tupperware. We both agree on that. But you're like, you have it by size. And I'm like, just put it up there. Like, just put the lid on top and just put it up there. Like, it's just different ways how we are organized.
I feel like you did something earlier today.
Oh, I'm sure.
We talked about it. But it was the same.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
We go through like 50 a day.
Oh. There's your sign, huh?
There's my sign. No, I'm just saying, like, if it's a little stick, just mow over it. It'll be fun. And then when you're done with the extension cord, I wrap it up, but I can't guarantee it's not going to come unloose.
That means you didn't wrap it right in the first place.
At least it's put up, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, mm-hmm. Yeah. Let us know what your jobs are.
Let us.
I just don't like any jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the next topic is trying to reminisce or, like, talk about something while the kids are whining or fighting or they're needing something.
So, like you're saying, like, oh, you think, oh, this would be a pretty moment, and then you, like, look around and they're chaos?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Well, so in the last part of this, we're going to talk about, like, going through grief and... What made me think of this is we were at...
I'm sorry! Oh,
it's okay. You good? Okay.
I'm sorry if your ears are broke.
Get it all out. All right. So, we were at your grandparents' land, mm-hmm. and I was, like, looking at the tree where we got married under, and it was just kind of, like, just reminiscing over all these moments, and then I think... The kids were fighting or whining. I'm like, I'm hot. I want to go inside. Like, literally all three of them were saying something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that lasted about a second. Like, almost kind of like, don't get my moment or, you know.
Yeah.
Trying really hard to think about something. But, or like, not even that. Or trying to bring them into a moment. Like, especially when we're driving. We're like, oh, look at this, kids. This is so cool. And they're like, yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess at least they're honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Which is harder for them. I think kids just, they're not going to have that logical thinking of...
Right.
Oh, my mom's thinking about where her and dad got married, or, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to think like that, but... Yeah. Like, having, just trying to have a moment, or, like, especially if you're talking to your friend, like... I'm really big on Marco Polo or voice messages because I don't like texting or talking on the phone. And with those, it's different. And like 9 times out of 10, I'll have like a kid come in there and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me on the phone this morning. I was on the phone with my grandma and I don't even know. It was like 30 seconds. And someone had pulled someone's hair and another person dropkicked somebody. And I'm just like, I had to mute the phone and just unleash. But
yeah, it is hard. But again, they don't have that awareness. But okay, do we want to hear a word from our sponsor and then hit them with the last topic?
Let's do it. Does a certain food ever just pop in your head and you think, that sounds good? Well, today is your lucky day, friends, because, that's good is a service where you think it and they bring it. They're already listening anyways. No more dreaming of the food you want with, that's good. You can forget delayed gratification and have your food as soon as possible. All you have to do is download the app. That's good, which is probably at the top since they're listening right now, and enter the promo code at my own service to start your 7-day free trial. We back.
We're back. Trying to think of a topic for our podcast, and I'm not a controversial person. Did I say that right? The R sounded weird.
Anyways, we can edit it.
Yeah. Have someone else say it, like the Siri or whatever. Anyway.
Didn't Hannah ask us last? We could edit something. It was like, y'all, we literally just hit
record. So I'm not, anyway, so that's why he was trying to think of something and I'm just not. I stay clear of that. I'm a, what's it called? What's his name? Aaron Burr in Hamilton.
Oh.
I don't have a side. I just love everyone.
He was like the bad guy at the end of it.
I know. I'm not going to do that. Anyways.
I'm pretty.
Yeah, you don't care.
Lax when it comes to that. No, I don't really take a side.
No, you don't, but you will say stuff just to get people going.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like hiding in the corner.
Yeah, like... like, if there were a bar fight or something, like, I'd be the guy that, like...
Fight.
Yeah, or, like, I hit someone. Like, I break a bottle over the back of somebody's head, but then I duck out. And then they turn around and punch someone, and then it's just, like, chaos.
What would I do?
I don't know. Karaoke.
I'd sing Gretchen Wilson. Yeah, I'm out here for my body. Anyways, all right, so this last part, it's a little emotional, it's a little hard, but I feel like it's, obviously, this was our first time experiencing something like this. Well, I did lose my grandma when our oldest was a baby, so it was a little different, but we lost Jeff's grandpa, recently, and grieving with three kids is extremely hard, and grieving in general is hard because it doesn't, there's no line, there's no book, there's no rules, it's just hard. So yeah, I don't know, you can share your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it was
is
yeah, different. I mean, definitely there's a new aspect or perspective to it. I think the hardest, not even the hardest part, but just the weirdest part is like, you can't stop. Like, yeah. Just going back to like the topic before this, like, they're aware, but they're not. So it's like,
it comes out in different ways, not adult ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting too, like, just it's hard to wrap your mind around, and it's very hard for them to wrap their minds around. So yeah, their actions were more how they communicated things, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I'll just give an example, like, when you and your family were trying to plan everything, you know, I'm the in-law. So I'm like, I want to help cook dinner. Like, that's something that I can do. You know, I really want to do that. But then I also want to do what's needed. And so I was like, should I bring the kids with me? Do I bring them to my mom's, like, what do I need to do? And you know, your family wanted the kids there. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, because I know y'all are going to, you have to plan all the things. And, mm-hmm. and it's such a hard time. And so I was like, okay, excuse me, but like, okay, I'll just bring them. And so I'm trying to cook dinner. And I mean, sweat is pouring down my face. I'm trying to keep everyone out of the back room because you guys are talking and all the things. And I mean, I'm just, I feel like I'm running myself ragged. So then I'm tired and exhausted. I'm irritable. But then I'm also sad. This is hard. I want to be there for you, mm-hmm. but I have to. And you know, they don't understand. And so it's like that part is so hard and exhausting. Like,
right.
And then, you know, having to have the conversation with the kids, it's never going to be easy. There's never, again, a right way, to an extent at least, but
right.
It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Going back to that, like, awareness thing, with, almost brought this up. We were talking about it, but, like, you know, we spread my grandfather's ashes in the mm-hmm. kids. Mm-hmm. Like, again, just going back to, like, they're, like, they're just not aware, but they were, you know, they were funny, mm-hmm. you know, during that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how aware of things they are, right. but...
Yeah.
No, it's... I don't know. It's definitely a...
But it's also kind of like layer. A beautiful thing too, though.
Yeah.
Like where it can be really intense, and I know especially talking about loss and death is really, really hard for me. Like I just want to like shut down. I don't even want to, you know, it's hard. And so it kind of pushed me to have these conversations with the kids.
With them.
But then seeing them like you were saying, like spreading his ashes and stuff like that. It's like there was that little joy that I know your grandpa would have loved, you know what I mean, like yeah. he would have loved seeing them be happy and you know, and but it is just hard and there's no rule book. I mean you're just mm-hmm. so worn out and trying to effectively parent, and then you have to let a lot of things slide. Probably gonna eat a lot of sweets, probably gonna
right.
I mean I think we got home late for up to 2 weeks for like at 10 o'clock at night, every single night, like
right.
waking up early, doing the same thing. I mean, it's just, yeah.
The cool thing was though, like it was very, unless they were cranky and tired,
mm-hmm.
it's seldom without seeing a smile on their face. And that's always,
yeah,
that was a light
yeah.
of it.
Oh know? Yeah, for sure. And just how, like, our oldest would say, like, they would be like, are you okay? Or, like, just sit with us, even in the moments of, you know,
right.
having a hard time or, you know, it was... And then they handle it different, you know? I mean, we got...
Yeah.
Three different personalities.
Very different, yeah.
So they handle it different, and, yeah, it's just... It is hard trying to balance all of that and then be there for your spouse. Like, mm-hmm. I kept thinking, I'm not doing enough for you. Like, I'm not being here for you. I'm not checking in enough on you or your family. Like, I'm not making sure, hey, are you okay? Are you this? And then also, like, grieving myself, you know, because
right.
I've known him for a long time. And, you know, and he was like a grandfather to me. And so trying to, like, create a moment for me to, like, okay, have this moment right now. Like, you can... You know, cry if you need to, or you can have the thoughts that you need to, but also, like, you have to kind of step up a little bit more because you got to
right.
take care of the kids so that way your family can get, you know, stuff done, and you're just depleted, and yeah, it is hard, but then how it all comes together and the amount of people, like, I love that the kids got to see people bringing food and, like,
yeah.
people, you know, loving on us and that part of, like, no matter what, like, the love that we have for one another is just, yeah, trying not to get emotional, but it's just, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. It's, yeah, and I mean, it was, there's definitely a new, more beautiful, but also equally painful, just, yeah, version of all of it, but anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just, you know. I think this is the first time I've cried on the podcast. Which is shocking, because normally I'm a crier, but, well, sometimes it depends on what it is.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've seen you cry maybe once, and the whole time I'm not. But, anyways, it is. It's hard. It's beautiful. It's confusing. It's up and down. And but your grandpa was a wonderful man, and how he loved on our babies is, that carries over, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of love.
Love you.
Has been, oh. I love you.
I never read the room.
No. Well, you read it. We've almost been married for 10 years.
I know.
Can you believe it? 2 years.
You got any big plans?
No.
Cool.
No, we're going to renew our wedding vows, and then we started looking at everything, the price, and we're just, Jeff and I are very simple people. We've been that way since, okay, you're right. Not simple in a way of how you dress, but
okay.
We're simple.
On that note.
No, I'm just saying. We, our love is all that we need.
True.
But 10 years.
Crazy.
The best 10 years of my life.
You mean it?
100 more to go.
200.
Let's do it. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy today's episode. A little bit more heavy, but yeah. Stay tuned for episode 6 next week, which is crazy to me.
Can't wait.
See ya.
Okay, bye.